This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Politician from Illinois who served three non-consecutive terms as governor and as a U.S. senator. He's best known for his branding of candidate Abraham Lincoln in the 1860 presidential campaign. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
They need 11 more jurors to put former President Trump on trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So this morning, he'll be back in court in New York as the process continues.
Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal involving an adult film star in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tony J. Powers. Of course, the former president may speak again before going into the courtroom like he did Monday and Tuesday, calling it a persecution. 2024 election interference. There's no trial in the Senate for Alejandro Mayorkas. Democrats dismissed the Republican case against the Homeland Security Secretary.
This whole impeachment was nothing more than a political show.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's a mere policy dispute. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats are ignoring evidence. Mayorkas ignored laws allowing record illegal immigration.
They don't want to hear about the terrorists coming into this country or the criminals who are murdering Americans every week. They don't want to hear about any of it.
Pro-Palestinian protests last night in New York City. That's it. Columbia University, where hundreds of students have set up a Gaza solidarity encampment on campus, hours after Columbia's president told a congressional hearing they're working to stop anti-Semitism on campus. But Columbia student Daniela Simons just told Fox they're not doing that enough. They don't feel safe.
I've had my friends who were attacked for showing their Judaism, for wearing yarmulkes, for, you know, showing their dog tags, for wearing Stars of David.
Google's fired 28 employees who took part in sit-in protests, disrupting work at Google offices in New York and California. There are reports out of the Middle East. The U.S. may have given Israel approval for a new offensive against Hamas in an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians. That support reportedly would be in exchange for Israel not responding to Iran's weekend attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Boeing. Under scrutiny on Capitol Hill.
Both Boeing and the FAA need strong and effective safety management systems, not in name, but in reality.
Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell at one of two hearings yesterday following recent Boeing incidents, the most infamous one, a blown out door plug on an Alaska Airlines flight in January that left a gaping hole in a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet. A Boeing engineer turned whistleblower, Sam Salpour, says he's turned over documents to the FBI and is worried about other planes as well.
I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft, and I'm willing to take on professional risk to talk about them.
Boeing disputes this, saying in a statement, quote, "We are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. These claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate."
Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn at the Capitol. In the House this weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson's planning votes on three separate foreign military aid bills split apart from the stalled bill the Senate approved for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine. When it comes to helping in that war against Russia, Speaker Johnson tells Fox Business Republicans are demanding.
What is the end game here? What's the objective and how are we going to accomplish this and bring this conflict to an end?
But some conservatives upset he's allowing a vote on Ukraine aid they oppose have threatened to oust Speaker Johnson. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after more selling. The S&P 500 has gone down all week. Another team has played their way into the NBA playoffs.
The Philadelphia 76ers extended their winning streak to 9 games Wednesday. Philadelphia, which trailed Miami by 12 points at halftime, came back to beat the Heat 105-104. Philadelphia will play New York in the opening round of the playoffs.
Fox's Jared Max. Miami can still get the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. They play Chicago tomorrow. The Bulls eliminated the Atlanta Hawks in the other play-in game last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like Taylor Select Pine Shavings, $6.25 for rewards members. 50-pound bags of Top Choice Contractors Mix Grass Seed, $89.99. Assorted Thoroughbred welding cylinders and gas, 10% off. And save $50 on a Lincoln Electric Easy MIG 140 welder. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast today. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms low around 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
What a beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. Happy Thursday. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be with us. Former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune. Bottom of the hour, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The Thursday Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your day as we head into the weekend, almost there. By the way, just a point of clarification, Johnny Manziel was drafted 22nd in the draft by the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Okay. We brought that up and
yeah, I just forgot.
Yep. And there's an excellent documentary about him.
Oh yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, what I really truly believe in sports in general, men's, women's, football, basketball, if you're talented enough to play, they will basically cover up anything to get you to play. Because this wasn't some big secret that came out once he arrived in the NFL. It was every single step of the way.
The whole time.
And was enabled every bit of it. All right, just to close out the last hour's final topic. All right, Paul, good morning and welcome. It's good to see you. The 5 points. I say that today. I know what that means. You know what that means. Uh-huh. I don't know if the kids know what it means.
Yeah, well, they probably don't refer to, you know, 5 points out here near east where Tolly's used to be on on the corner and five roads came together. So they call it five. Is it like a massive intersection?
Yeah. No, if you looked at it from above, it would be, it'd probably freak you out a little bit.
Yeah. And that's a pretty active place. And I wrote this week, that's where, you know, used to have tamale wagons there and you pull up and buy hot tamales.
The tamale man.
Yeah. Carl Watson, and he made, in fact, his wife, as I indicated in this week's scrapbook article, his wife actually made the tamales in the basement of their home. Carl went out and sold them, and they were unlike anything that I've ever had since. And a granddaughter still has that formula, and every once in a while, and she makes them. She doesn't make them very often. You know, she'll give a call or something, say, you want some tamales?
And you're like, yes.
Yeah. So anytime I eat like a batch of those, which I did here about a week ago, it's like, this may be the last of these of the Watson formula, you know, that I have. But when I did this story, it's been several years ago, I was able to go to the home and see the kitchen and the utensils and everything else. It was kind of neat. Before she made them, and then after I did the story, she made me a big batch, you know, and she said at one time she was offered $100 to make just a batch with someone who really loved them, but it was a very special taste to those, and I've never tasted it anywhere else.
All right, so how long ago would this have been? Like, when did it end?
In the early 1960s. So, okay. Yeah, it's been a long time ago. But in the 40s and 50s, they're at Five Points and that. They had a tamale wagon in there on a Friday night, and that's when we usually would get them. You know, Dad pull the car up there, and Dad, Mom, brother, and get the tamales.
What a great memory. You got a picture today in the Tribune of the Pine Shopping Center, which I have a lot of memories as a kid. I wouldn't have been around for the tamale guy, but the Five Points and Schwartz was there, right? My childhood for years.
Yeah, across the, on the south part of that.
That were, you know, you go to get the pies and the train track running around the top of the restaurant, and then the banquet facility next door that had one of those, wheelchair lift things where you sit in the chair and it takes you upstairs.
Yeah.
Do you remember all that?
Well, I remember the board where they had all the red lights for the pies.
For pies that were available.
Yeah. When they were sold out, the light would go off.
Yeah.
So you could go in there and look and say, hey, although those are left. And, you know, you go in, you have to take a number a lot of times because they were so crowded, and wait to be seated.
You bet.
Yeah. And great food, just the best. And as you say, that was in that same area too. It was very active area, a lot of things happening. Tolly's market was located there. That was a big deal, you know, back then.
And the currency exchange was there for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also a dime store,
yeah,
you know, was there. But, yeah, back then, that was kind of an upscale shopping center.
That was your mall.
Yeah.
For years and years. I think about the grocery stores that came later, you know, but those smaller stores, Cloyd's and, you know, all the others that were around town.
Yeah. Well, Tolly's started there kind of on East Wood Street, and they stayed open 24 hours a day. They didn't even have a door they could lock. So they never closed. So, and then when they opened the one up over in the Pines, that was just, I mean, they had like a big conveyor belt and everything. They had donuts, you know, coming down the conveyor that you could pick up and eat while you shopped. And, that was, you know, back then, I think a lot of things were evolving and changing. And there at Five Points, you've kind of got a lot of the best of what was offered in Decatur. You know, in that Near East side of town. But
when you think about, you know, A.E. Staley and, you know, where the jobs were, where people were coming in and out, and it was just a different time, right? We didn't have, you go back to that time, there wasn't, you know, an El Dorado full of fast food restaurants.
Yeah, well, and you've had, even at Five Points, you had probably the first Kentucky Fried Chicken. You couldn't go in there and sit and eat or anything. You just pulled up. It was there on, right near the railroad tracks.
That's great.
Yeah. And it's so you start reflecting on that and the connection you have. Of course, my parents, my brother have all passed on, but there are things that connect you to special times in your family life. That and
those, great memories.
Yeah. And you, those tamales every time you eat those.
You know, isn't that the truth though about a community? You know, kids are doing it today with, you know, whatever new thing, but you know, it was Elam's, you know, was the same way, right?
Yeah.
That experience of being there and the young kids and the unique way you would get your food and the Coney dogs and all this stuff. It is crazy all these years later, the way those food memories seem to be the ones that hold
Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like the places you ate, the places you went like that, and particularly when it was a drive-in or something, that those memories are just stuck, you know, in your mind. And you'll see something somewhere along the way today and say, that reminds me of when Elam's was out there.
Right. And people are going to be talking about that like the Crackles, you know, 50 years from now, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever pizza place there might be. There was I saw in your column today, the Roadhouse Grill, closed down. I'm, I, I'm not familiar with this place.
Yeah, it's where Pizza Hut used to be up there on North Main and
coming south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just I think Taco Bell used to be right
okay.
next to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so I'm sorry to hear that. I intended to go in there, and I think it was only open about a year. I intended to go in there, and I just didn't make it. But every report I heard from anyone who went in there had a birthday party or anything else. Yeah. It was a great place. So
yeah, it is such a the reason I mention it is it is such a cycling thing, you know. Restaurants, man, if you just start to add up the ones that have come and gone, you know, in your lifetime, the list becomes very, very long. It's a very tough business. You know, when you think about a Crekles that's been in existence forever, that's the odd man out in those stories.
Well, you're exactly right. And I think probably a lot of that has to do with the product that they have. And people get so familiar. And it's almost a tradition that we have family members come in from out of town where they want to go, you know, Crekles and Monocles, you know, while they're here because they don't have that where they live in another state. And a lot of that probably dates back to their childhood when they were younger. And, I really hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it earlier, but a lot of the memories that we want to relive, we can relive through food. You know, we can relive through Crekles or used to be Steak and Shake. It's changed quite a bit now, but, you know, I went to Steak and Shake when I was a kid with my parents.
But it's, Lindsay's got family members that's the thing. I mean, they're there every week, you know, to do that thing and years and years and decades and decades. The tamale, man. I had heard stories. I don't have any personal memories, but man, yeah, you made me want a tamale, Paul. I don't know. Where do I go to get a good tamale?
I don't know. Maybe the listeners can suggest, you know.
Maybe there's a good tamale somewhere.
I've tried, you know, some of the store-bought ones, different ones, and it's just not the same. The texture and everything else.
See, and if you're my age, it was the Sancho from Taco Amigo. And I think Todd tried to master that at the beach house or got a hold of the recipe. So I guarantee you can go talk to anybody of any age today and go back to, like, the childhood thing that you still remember that you can't quite find in life or replicate. Everyone has one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what ties a lot of us together. You start talking about memories of food and you left people talking about their favorite.
Those
places.
Sanchos were unbelievable.
Yeah. And you start thinking, when did all that start? You know,
wasn't one of the television anchors involved?
Jerry Slabe. Yeah. He had one.
The Taco Amigo store. Yeah. Many, many years ago.
Yeah, man, that brings back a lot of memories. Jerry's been gone, like, what, forever? I think he went to Michigan or somewhere, didn't he? I think so.
Last time we talked about it, I heard from a family member, and I'm trying to recall. I mean, it's been a few years, but, there was TV was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you do the creature feature stuff and the Friday nights. Watch the scary movies.
Yeah. Well, and just like they
became. Mike Cheever.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. But what was his? It was Dr. something or other. He had a different disguise like every Friday night that everybody.
Because, I mean, you turn on like WAD was, you know, literally, Friday nights, they'd play some old scary movie and, you know, they had a local host and Mike Cheever was that guy went to school with his kid. And that was a big deal.
Yeah. You know, those were fun times. You think back, you know, in so many ways, they were so amateur. You know, compared to the technology.
Of course. Yeah. That was part of the whole shtick.
Yeah. It made it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you play these movies from the 1930s.
Now I got to get a creature feature, a Sancho, and a tamale. Thanks, Paul.
Hey.
I'm going to be on a Holy Grail quest for the next few days.
Day in paradise.
You can read all about it in the Decatur Tribune. Sorry to hear about the other restaurant, though. I hate when people, have a dream and they start something up and it doesn't work out. I was not familiar with the Roadhouse Grill, but sorry to hear that they closed. Yeah. It's tough. That's tough business. I mean, it really, really is.
Well, and you have so many things going on now, too, in taxation, employment problems. Yeah, I've had restaurant owners say, you know, we have to close this afternoon. We can't get anybody to come in.
Yeah.
And so that didn't used to be a problem. I think you face in that industry, you face a lot of challenges you didn't even have before. you know, and let alone getting people to come to your place and serving them then. And I think we're seeing that in a few other places around town. And I hope that they're able to survive and then prosper, because I hate to see any of these businesses, many of them, you know, our local folks running them. They have a dream, and that's what they want to do in life. And I don't like to see them go down.
No, it's always,
of this.
Always bad news. All right. We were talking earlier about there's proposed legislation that would take away the driving test for people 75 and over here in Illinois. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to a 2-year driver's license until you're 87 or something like that. But the law now is once you're 75 plus, every 4 years when you renew your license, you have to take a physical driver's test.
Yeah.
And they're wanting to change that to eliminate that at the top end. I bring this up because you constantly write about the people speeding and the bad drivers that are everywhere. I'd argue that I could probably be sold on a 4-year driver's test for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I really think I could, you know, even though I would hate it and it would be an inconvenience and I don't feel like I should have to because of my driving record, I think maybe we could make the case everybody should have to take a driver's test every 4 years.
You know, I think that's what I resent. You know, I'm an older person. I've had cataract surgery and that, drive to work all the time, run a business and everything else. So I don't really have a problem passing a test. I kind of resent, you know, having at my stage now in life, every 2 years I have to go and take a driver's test. You know, and last time I went, rode around, we talked, you know,
sure.
No big deal.
No one's taking your license,
yeah.
Paul.
I think what I resent is I'm the only one many times on the road driving the speed limit, not running a red light and cars are blowing by me. And they can order their license online. They don't even have to go up there.
But don't we have to have some? I mean, we do it on the other end. I mean, you got to be 16. I'm sure you can find 15-year-olds that are capable of driving a car. But I mean, at the end of the day, they're arbitrary numbers. What I worry about is the Secretary of State's office always kind of acted as the bad guy for family situations that were tough.
Yeah.
And you know people where the kids know the parents shouldn't still be. I mean, and it becomes a big family deal.
Well, and I've seen, and you probably have too, I've seen elderly people, and I say elderly, I don't know what age they were, could barely walk across the street here, and then I'd see them get in the car and drive off, and I wondered, like, wow, you could barely move, and yet you could drive. And I think, you know, I don't know. I think in my case, you know, I have a medical checkup every 6 months,
yeah.
You know, and the doctor analyzes, you know, how I am overall,
right.
Gives a report. Maybe something like that is in order to, if you'd want to avoid something like saying, hey, this
opt
person.
In.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. We were talking about privacy issues and, you know, what that would mean, you know, because we're going to get to a point where and my problem on the other end of all this is I see the need. You have to have some rules. You have to, because yeah. People don't follow them even when you have rules. And there could be such a big difference to more people of a certain age between 1 year and 4 years than people in their 30s. I mean, I just think overall statistically. So you got to have some numbers, and they're probably not ever going to make everyone happy. But what I don't see in life is any correlation of rewarding good behavior. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I don't get a bunch of speeding tickets and I don't get in a lot of wrecks, why am I paying more and more and more for insurance?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. My insurance went up a couple $100.
But for no other reason, right?
Yeah. And
so if we could set up a system that would reward good behavior and then cause bad behavior to have to jump through more hoops, I think you could sell that to everyone.
Yeah. And I think the, you know, the bottom line when you look at this, I think the new Secretary of State has really streamlined a lot of the process that we have. I think it's freed up a lot of the centers where you go to take your driver's test. You used to have long, long lines. A lot of those people now are ordering their stickers and that, you know, by
sure.
Email and that. So that's kind of freed that up. I'm also anxious to find out how this appointment system works. Instead of going there and like waiting forever to take your driver's test for 10 minutes,
yep.
You know, can you set an appointment? And apparently they're implementing that. I think the local driver's license facility is a part of that. You can set up an appointment. You go there.
It's what you do with everything else.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
And what I've always dreaded is not like taking a driver's test or anything. I dread going there and waiting for 2 hours and wasting my time.
And they're still making people stand outside.
Yeah, in the cold. Yeah.
They still have COVID regulations in place.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's in cold weather. You go out there a lot of times and there's a line out the door and it's like zero outside.
Right.
You know, I think I'd be too cold to drive once I got inside, but I will admit, I think changes needed to be made in the Secretary of State's office. And I think, a lot has been done in the last year to streamline this process. I think they're probably feeling their way through to see what else we can do. I think there are just a lot of drivers that probably should be taking a driver's test that are driving recklessly, and certainly there are seniors that should not be driving. But I can tell you from firsthand knowledge of people, there are people who do not get their license, and they're senior citizens. They drive anyway, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, but I think there's also so many more options now with ride shares and Uber. I mean, there's a way to still be mobile in life today that didn't exist beyond getting on a bus 30 years ago.
Well, I think the most important thing to a senior citizen is access to getting somewhere. You know, when I lose my driver's license, you know, you lose your freedom. You depend on other people for anything you want to do then to get there. And I think that's the scary part for
Absolutely.
A lot of seniors. And I understand that myself. I've been fortunate to keep driving and that, no accidents, no tickets. But I know how it would change my life, you know, if I no longer had a license.
All right. Well, Paul, stay safe. Watch out for traffic. I was driving in this morning thinking about this topic because, I'm not going to sit and say that I always go the speed limit like Paul, but I'm coming down the road. You know, it's early. There's not a lot of traffic out when I come to work. And for some reason today, there were like three cars in front of me, and fine. But then a guy or gal, I don't know, behind me who was going to ride my bumper. There's three cars in front. I don't know where you want me to go. And you're probably right. Probably 35, you know.
Yeah.
Make this person take a test every 4 years. I think I could be had on that argument.
Yeah, that's the other side of it, I think. Yeah. So,
but the problem is that guy can act like he goes the speed limit when he's in a car for 15 minutes with a guy from the DMV.
Yeah. I don't know. I think of the people that do these driver's tests, like Paul Lynn on Bewitched. Remember, he wore a helmet. Got in. He was so nervous.
All right. We've gone from Tamale Man to Bewitched, kids. Look it up. There's a thing called Wikipedia. Paul, as always, great to see you. We'll see you next week. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., increasing clouds, a high near 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high of 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high of 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:27.
Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater cannot wait to welcome Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live May 31st. Sister Hazel playing hits like Change Your Mind and All For You. Plus show opener Deep Blue Something.
And I said, what about breakfast and dinner?
tickets on sale now at devonamphitheater.com. Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater May 31st.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. All Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. Save $100 on a Hobart 210 MVP MIG welder. And new at Blaine's, get a Farm and Fleet foam kneeling pad, $8.99. Rewards members save an extra buck. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The AARP is supporting a bill moving through the State House that would impact driving tests for people 75 and older. The bill would end the requirement for drivers 75 and older to retake a driving test as a condition of renewing their license. A report released last September by the Secretary of State revealed senior drivers are the safest drivers in Illinois. And Department of Transportation data revealed seniors from 2018 to 22 had lower crash rates than almost every other age group. The Macon County Conservation District is hosting a presentation on bats at the Rock Springs Nature Center to celebrate Bat Appreciation Day on Saturday. The event will be from 7 to 8 p.m. You can learn about native bat species, what they do in the winter, what makes them special, and their crucial role in the ecosystem. There will also be a chance to go outside and try to find some using sonar location. Register and see more stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Court's back in session today for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, day three, with Wednesdays typically a day off.
Seven jurors have already been chosen to hear the case against former President Donald Trump as the quest to seat a total of 12 plus six alternates moves forward. Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers blocked in the Arizona House a bill to repeal a near-total abortion ban passed in 1864.
The state Supreme Court upholding the ban last week. It remains on hold, but could take effect in June. Several GOP lawmakers have criticized it, but Republicans in the state House who hold a 31-29 majority have repeatedly blocked attempts to repeal it. Many say doing so feels rushed.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin is a 30-30 tie vote, with one Republican joining Democrats in favor of considering a repeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive. The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., increasing clouds and a high of 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 43. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NBA.
Well, we're at playoff time. And, you know, when the actual playoffs get rolling, there'll be the top eight teams in the East and in the West. And but prior to that, they have a play-in tournament, which is a little like the NCAA play-in tournament. You know, these are the teams that have struggled. And now we're going to give you one last chance to see if you can get in, and then eventually somebody will beat your brains in. But the Bulls are the ninth seed in the East, playing last night. Atlanta, the 10th seed in the East, and the Bulls won 131-116. Both teams came in a little banged up, and that included Ayo Dosunmu for the Bulls, the former Illini, who had missed the last four games with a bruised quadricep. He did play last night. He scored 19 points, made 8 of 12 shots, including 3 of his 4 threes, so very efficient. The star, though, was Kobe White of the Bulls. He had a career-high 42 points last night. So what that earns the Bulls is a chance to play again tomorrow night at Miami. And the winner of that game will become the number 8 seed in the East Conference playoffs, which earns you the right to probably get destroyed by the Celtics, who are the number 1 seed. Miami lost to Philadelphia last night, 105-104. And Miami's best player, Jimmy Butler, was injured and may have an MCL injury. There'll be some more news on that today. But if Jimmy Butler can't play, that would certainly improve the Bulls' chances. So the actual playoffs with the top 8 from the East, top 8 from the West, gets rolling on Saturday. There'll be 4 games on Saturday, including Orlando at Cleveland, Phoenix at Minnesota, Philadelphia at the Knicks, and the Lakers at Denver, and then 4 more games on Sunday. So, you know, does it matter for the Bulls? It'd be nice to get in that thing and see what you could do against the Celtics, but by virtue of what's happened, you know, all season long, you would say that would be the end of the road if they got into the series with Boston. But at least an opportunity to do something last night, and they delivered, and we'll see whether they can do it again on Friday against Miami.
All right, we'll move over to Major League Baseball and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank. FNB Quality, member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Major League Baseball.
Well, we're about 20 games in into a 162-game season, and so a couple of early trends. No surprise that the absolute worst team in baseball is the Chicago White Sox. They're just horrible. 3-15. They're on track to lose about 120 games. So no surprise there. Miami's in rough shape, too, at 4-15. The Rockies also 4-15. But the surprise team that is in trouble early, still enough time to turn things around, is the Houston Astros, who are 6-14, trying to make it to the American League Championship Series for the 8th season in a row. They've had a lot of pitching issues. We'll see what's going on there as an early trend. Another early trend, a lot of injuries. Man, there's a lot of people hurt, a lot of pitchers hurt, a lot of debate about whether that has to do with the pitch clock being shortened or if it's just early spring. I mean, it seems to me there's always a fair amount of injuries in the spring. Some of it might have to do with cold weather, guys not quite being ready coming out of spring training, but that's going on. A couple of ex-Cardinals doing really well. I feel for the Cardinals a little bit because over the years they've had a lot of good prospects. You can't keep them all. You've got to make decisions on which ones you let go. Who do you go get? What can you get for them? I get it. But remember Marcell Ozuna who the Cardinals traded for in 2017. They brought him over from that. He was in that great Marlins outfield that had Giancarlo Stanton and Christian Yelovich and Marcell Ozuna, and they brought him in. He played 2 years with the Cardinals. Never seemed to me to be a great fit for the management, for the fans. People didn't really like him that much. He wasn't horrible, hit some home runs, but he stayed for 2 years, 2018, 2019. He is now with the Atlanta Braves. He is on a really good team, surrounded by good hitters, and he is hitting .352. This is 17 games into the season. He leads the majors in home runs with 8. 17 games in, he leads the majors in runs batted in with 23 already, having a fabulous year. Another one is Tyler O'Neill. You know, they traded him to Boston just this last year. He has a .459 on-base percentage and a .750 slugging percentage. That's an OPS, which is on-base plus slugging, of .1209. That is number one in the American League. That's an outrageous number. Again, it's early, but he's having a fantastic year. And the Cardinals are off today. Cubs are at home against Miami. And Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 6, Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio along with Scott Chapman. We'll talk some NFL draft, which is a week from tonight. We'll talk some basketball, both pro and college. And we'll certainly talk some Major League Baseball.
All right, my friend, we'll see you then. Have a great day. And check it out tonight at 5. If you can't be there with the boys live, you can always listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com. So we've had all of these discussions in and around sports and old restaurants and great food. The thing you shared with me, was there a specific thing I was looking
just
at?
Just a picture.
Which one?
It was just a picture, the one in the caption.
Of the WSOY?
Yeah, with the station wagon, the action mobile.
Were you not in the old building at all?
Yeah, I don't remember that particular one. Was that one of them?
If not that exact shot, something very similar.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing that. I looked at those pictures lots of times.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was neat.
No, it is neat. There's a whole, if you scroll down, all kinds of old pictures.
That's that, kind of, I found it amongst a bunch of pictures.
It was just it's a Pinterest picture of the old WSOY. It looks like a hearse, you know, but it's a mobile news unit.
Which is still a thing today with, the TV station and their storm truck or whatever. Everybody has
the I-team.
Well, yeah. But they also have, like, there's one that's...
We investigate.
It's good.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I actually went through the whole thing. That's why I wasn't sure if there was a specific thing, because I did see stuff. The Crackles. There's the old Crackles car, chicken car.
The Carson Perry Scott facade that I had forgotten about. I saw...
Fansfield.
Yeah, the Brown Jug.
Drive-in theater.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz Restaurant Parking. That was Franklin the big sign.
Mall.
The Franklin Mall was not all that long ago. There was the grand opening of Tolly's in the Pines. Rupert's Sports Shop was in downtown for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I remember Rupert's. I actually went to Rupert's.
Yeah, that's over where the United Way used to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not the new building, but the time before that.
Right.
Over in that block. Yeah, there's some great Shakey's Pizza, Fun Fair. There's a picture of Kennedy here, which we also had in our old studios. Great stuff. Great stuff. It is, you think about, and you have nostalgia about the old stuff, but if I gave you life then, as it was known then, it would be very disappointing to you.
Yeah, it'd probably be boring.
There is no question that it would be boring, right?
It's fun for the time.
We go, that. And like, okay, well, to get that, I got to go back to, no, thank you.
Yeah, after having everything at your fingertips and now.
Because you didn't have that much choice.
Right. I am to an age, I can say this, where I now can remember versions of buildings, like this was once this and this before that, so I'm old enough to now be in that game.
Everybody is.
Yeah, well, yeah, because stuff is moving faster, but yeah, I'm now somewhat of a historian.
The Topps Big Boy.
I remember that.
Oh, of course.
And then there was
Montgomery Ward and Goldblatt's and, Applebaum's.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to look at this stuff. It's crazy, too, sometimes when you look at angles of, a street or something, and you can recognize one thing and not anything else, but then you can kind of recreate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool – it's almost like a puzzle in your brain.
Yeah.
I love those photos.
It's fun. It's fun. But I always caution people about the nostalgia. It's not the way you remember it. I promise you it wasn't.
Yeah. I was going to bring up my favorite childhood place to go. It was called Perryman's Custard. It was on 48. And they had standard fare like burger, fries.
48 out by like Enterprise School?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, exactly there.
Was that where the original Snack Shack was?
Probably so.
It's when I was a kid.
Tobacco shop. Yeah.
Oh, man. Why is everything a vape or tobacco shop now?
Not a whole lot you can do in a small footprint like that. But I just remember going there and I'm like, I remember it because I liked it. I like going to play the arcade. The food was good. It was fine. I would even say it was above average. But I've probably added some gold dust.
You
on top
really
of it.
Have. Yeah. Everybody yeah. does. It's human nature. Sandy's. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, I think that was the Snack Shack when I was in grade school. Because we would walk there to get like, you know, a full twist cone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bet. All right. Why? And I say this, not that I listen to a ton of sports radio, but was this not a gigantic deal, yesterday?
Gambling?
Yes.
Yeah. Porter.
I mean, I know he's not a big star.
His brother's someone
of a star. But this is where it's going to happen. It's not going to happen to the big stars.
Unless the big stars do this.
No, what I'm saying is when there's no incentive unless there's just some nightmare story like Johnny Manziel. I mean, when you're making hundreds of millions of dollars, you're probably not as susceptible to falling into this stuff as the people who are not making that kind of money.
I disagree.
Okay, well, this is the first suspension since 1959.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it's one of one. I mean, it could have just as easily been the other.
But it went without people knowing because it wasn't a star. And the bets were like on whether he'll make any three-pointers in a game. It's the marginal stuff that they're able to creep
into. You're talking about it being like so close to him being on the court, not just – there are very rich degenerative gamblers.
I'm not saying that there's not. What I'm saying is it's going to be around the edges where games are going to be tried to be manipulated. It's not going to be right down the middle where the star
is. On that particular point of game manipulation.
That's what this is the danger of the gambling and sports and the ability to control it all and maintain integrity and maintain a fan base and then at the same time take all of the gambling money and try to walk this line and then go, oh, I'm shocked that there's gambling going on here. It's something sports is going to have to figure out how to deal with because it won't be the last.
No.
All right, I've got to do the break. But John T. Porter, I'd never heard of. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of guy they're going to use to win money. It's not going to be throw an NBA championship.
Right.
It's going to be prop bets on whatever, you know, the guy off the bench who plays 3 minutes does. And that's going to be harder to detect, right?
Unless you're, like in this case, you put a lot of money.
It was pretty stupid the way they did it. I mean, it's a criminal to begin with. Stupid. All right, we'll get into the details of this because this is way above and beyond just like the sport of basketball or even professional sports. This is what you are setting yourself up for with all of these partnerships and draping your leagues in it and then trying to separate out from the bad actors. Now, in some ways, you would think this would be the easiest way to sneak it through. But in other ways, maybe it's the most glaring thing of all because why is all this money being bet on a guy who doesn't have any really factor in the outcome of the game? Because you're not trying to make your money off who wins the game. I don't envy the commissioners and the people who have to run these leagues and they've gotten in bed with all this stuff and how it all settles out. I don't know. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
The Making Johnny Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Kansas City, what that woman been doing to me.
Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
Tuesdays with Tom, the podcast where real estate meets community. This week, join Tom and special guests Kevin and Sue Brihaney, two of the biggest cheerleaders in Macon County, as they dive into the heart of our community. Listen in as they discuss the past, present, and future of our community, sharing their insights, experiences, and hopes for Macon County. Whether you're a longtime resident or new to the area, this episode is sure to inspire. Tune in for a heartfelt and uplifting conversation with Tom, Kevin, and Sue. Available on NowDecatur.com and all major podcast platforms.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. Jonte Porter, who up until the other day played for the Toronto Raptors or was employed by that team. He spent some time in the G League, right? I mean,
yeah.
Marginal player.
Yeah. And G League is like the equivalent of their minor league.
It's not the gambling league.
No. It stands for Gatorade, and it's their affiliate league.
Yeah. So, anyway, like a minor.
Yeah, club. Minor league. Yep.
So, he has been banned for life?
That
or is that because I can't
find the
clarification of saying that, because and I wonder why that is. I mean, is it because, as we mentioned before, that regardless of your human character behavior, bad behavior, if you are talented enough athlete, people will find a way to work around all those things. And are they afraid to ban someone for life because they've now set the precedent that the next Michael Jordan could be banned for life and no one wants that?
I don't know. Or the human element of rehabilitation. I don't know.
There's no rehabilitation.
Yeah, there's probably no coming back.
Does that mean he can't have life or another job? Yeah. Or you cannot have this or else it all falls apart.
Right.
So he's accused of literally sharing information, actively engaging in changing the outcome of his performance. Pulling himself out of a game, two games, you know, with a headache or whatever, some unspecified injury. And then people betting big amounts of money on things like he wouldn't score any three-pointers.
Yeah, the under. They would take he's scheduled to make 4 points. He's telling them, I'm not going to get to four. I'll get myself
out. And then intentionally taking himself out or missing shots or whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay. Does that necessarily change the outcome of the game that he took himself out of? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Also worth noting, he's in trouble secondary from that, and from gambling on the sport. Just so he was engaging in some bets relating to the NBA and even some that his team played in.
There was a parlay that had his team in.
Yeah, and so it's worth noting that is enough right there.
Oh.
So that's already just, you already crossed the line, you're
that's,
out.
That's exactly right.
And now here, what you're bringing
but
up
even
is the
worse
thing.
Yes. Is that now I'm taking that out on the floor. Correct. And I'm actively engaging in an activity to win money for either myself or other people. No different than the college scandal when the ref was in the bag with the mob.
His name Donahue?
Yeah, I think so. And if not, I apologize to everyone named Donahue.
it's Donna Santa.
Yeah. So you have to ban him for life.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
But isn't this where we're going to see a lot of this? I think Michael Jordan was a degenerative gambler. I think it was it less like some people who are destructive and self-destructive. I think it was another extension of his competition, you know, that everything had to mean something, and the way it meant something was you put money on it.
As you say that, and he's my favorite athlete of all time, do you not think that he'd look at the line and see that he's the over tonight is for him to hit 27 and he made it a point to get 28?
I mean, I think he would have done that whether there was betting or gambling or if there was even, I mean, that was his mentality about everything in life, whether if gambling never existed.
Oh, yeah. He's always
tell
an
me
over
I can
guy.
Only do 27. Yeah. I'm going to do 28.
He's always the over guy.
But I think he didn't, his life didn't implode. He didn't lose all his money. He didn't gamble it away. I'm saying I think it was an extension. I'm not apologizing for it. I'm just saying I think it was another way for him to take that feeling on the court in life to be competitive about everything.
And you don't think he ever made bets in that way?
In the game, no, I don't think so. I really don't. I think he had too much respect for what it meant. Do I know that?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that. I just think he would have – he held too many slights, wanted to win at all cost, and made too much money, quite frankly.
Right.
I mean, he'd go out and his way of making a golf match exciting is we'll put $20,000 on it. Make it mean something.
Right.
Make it mean what I get when I'm out here doing this thing that means so much to me.
Right.
That's my take.
Yeah, that's mine too.
And maybe that's just
that's what I hope.
Maybe I'm just thinking about the tamale.
I also drank Gatorade thinking I was going to dunk. So
I never thought that. Okay.
Really.
But this is the people around the perimeter, the people who aren't making hundreds of millions of dollars that think they can do a quick buck and won't convince themselves it doesn't, change the outcome of the game, get in bed with seedy people. That I just think, how stupid were they from a criminal intent level of we're not going to notice? The one thing about legalized gambling
is it's all out there,
is it's monitored.
Where the bet came from, when it came from, the history of the betting. Who?
So I know that sounds kind of chicken and the egg, but it's almost like, okay, by doing it in a more legalized way, it's now you go, why in the world were people betting all this money on John Tate? It doesn't make any sense.
That's why I'm a little nervous, just in the terms of a guy that maybe averages, say, 21 points a game.
Yeah.
That you could hide only getting 19 or going to 25. Easier than you can hide a guy that
gets
three.
If there's a very small percentage of people making a ton of money and ton of bets on that very particular line item multiple times.
Right. Well, the pattern
that's
would emerge.
That's what happened here.
Yeah, the pattern would emerge, but I think you could tuck it away a guy that makes a bunch of money could probably hide some influence.
Okay, but you're talking about the crooks never want a couple of times and do it smart.
I know. They'd be on the hook, and then it all comes apart.
And then once you do it once, they own you, and that's exactly what happened there in college basketball those years ago.
Unless it was you and your buddies trying to, hey, tonight, let's make
us rich. There's so many ways for athletes to make money. I don't know why they would risk all of the future income of being banned for life to make a few bucks gambling. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
There is a ring of, this is a sad one, of NBA, former NBA players that were exploiting injury pay after they retired. They created a fraud ring where they could file. I mean, and they all were rich.
Mm-hmm.
So people do bad stuff all the time, whether they need it or not.
Yeah, but that's after their earning career. I'm saying, why if you're 24 years old and you can make it into the NBA full time, are you betting $80,000 on it? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. That was too much, too far.
That's your long-term value of what you could be as a professional athlete.
Right.
I mean, where I draw the line on any sympathy whatsoever for any of these people when they get to this level at all, they are making 800,000 times more money, even at a G League level, than most human beings on this earth.
Yeah.
And it's never enough. It's never enough. Should the WNBA be paying more? Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything to Caitlin Clark.
Mm-mm.
She's going to make.
She's paid. Yeah, she's paid.
And she's going to get paid for what she does on the floor, whether that comes from the Indiana Fever or Nike or Prada or whatever else.
Yep.
She's going to get paid. I don't want to hear about your side hustle to this thing that most people can't relate to with the money you make to begin with, because you got to figure out a way to screw the system even more. And more importantly, screw the fans who are already paying way too much so you can have that Lamborghini at 22. And now you need a million more. No sympathy. No sympathy. No sympathy for the owners who have taken all this bad money and wrapped themselves up in it and want to act like they're pure. So it gets harder and harder for me. I know F1's got all kinds of sleazy crap in it, right? I know there's a lot of people making a ton of money, and I don't feel sorry for them. I just want to watch the race.
Right.
And I just want to watch the basketball game, and I just want to watch the baseball game. And I'm lucky because I'm not one of those people who feel like I have to be there. I get just as much enjoyment out of it, but I got to pay a lot every month in cable and streams and everything else. What's the breaking point for fans and sport franchises and bad behavior and bad owners and screwing people over? When does it crash? Does it crash? We got to take a break for top of the hour news. Debbie Bogle from the United Way will be with us around 8:30 or so. We'll be back after news. You're listening to Byers and Company. Don't go anywhere.
Car, home, mobile device.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.